are being seated. Justice Moss is not going to be able to make it tonight, so I'd like to call this Courts and Public Safety meeting to order. The first part of business that we will discuss tonight is proposed resolution 2535, which is an emergency squad. I will entertain a motion to put that on the table for discussion.
So moved.
Second.
Some of you guys that were in our budget meetings at the first of the year were aware of the emergency squad needing to come together with some of the other groups in the county and make some changes that we had discussed through budget and finance through those budget meetings. And I believe, I don't know who is Administrator Higgins, if you're going to be the one explaining all of this or where we are at with it.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If you'll look at this proposed ordinance, it references Ordinance 7723 that it will be doing away with. So to make it fair, I've got a copy of 7723. I'm going to go ahead and pass that out.
Thank you.
So if you'll humor me for just a few moments, I'll back up and give a little bit of background on this. I think that will help. Ordinance 7723 establishes the functional relationship of the Faulkner County Emergency Squad with the Faulkner County Sheriff's Office. But you'll have to understand that in 1977, things were a little different than they are in 2025 in a number of ways. And so as we have gone through this, we've had some challenges in the past few years as the Sheriff's Department has evolved and the Emergency Squad has evolved, the Reserve Program has evolved, and the relationship between it, specifically the squad and the Sheriff's Office, needed some adjustment with that as the Sheriff's Office has gone a different direction. You know, back in the day, I'll go back when I was a reserve officer with the Sheriff's Office, and Andy Schock was a young reserve officer that was working with us, and Major Hearn back here was a full-time officer with the Sheriff's Office. The squad, every time we had a vehicle accident, the squad showed up to help us and back us up in those situations because they were one of the only entities that had things like the Jaws of Life, which was brand new back then. These days, things are different. So a lot of the equipment and a lot of the activity that the squad did, you know, 30, 40 years ago, most volunteer fire departments can now do that. They have that equipment. And so there's a level of change. There was a lot of support with the Sheriff's Office that the squad did, even to the point, if you look at this, I think it is in Section 2, but it talks about that when they are on duty, they are, in essence, deputy sheriffs. Well, that was legal in 1977. It's not legal in 2025 without certain certifications. And in 1977, there was not a reserve program. So the reserve program was initiated in the early 90s, 91 or 92, by Sheriff Bob Blankenship because there was a need for enforcement support for the sheriff's office that the squad was not geared to do. So a little background on that. So as we looked at this, we've realized that we're trying to, I don't say revamp, but we're trying to remission what the emergency squad can do in modern times. What we resolved around is that probably the best support would be for as in search and rescue, which they excel at, and also in other entities that support fire departments. Less so with the sheriff's office in the law enforcement role because they do have a reserve program these days. So what the new ordinance does, it refocuses that and it focuses them under the Office of Emergency Management as far as where their functional and directional control will come from. OEM is better suited, and I have to commend Director Keith Hillman. He actually approached me about this. And said, look, we're looking at this. We feel like that the squad would probably work better under the direction of the Office of Emergency Management with their mission and let the reserve program support the sheriff's office in their mission. So there was a number of conversations that we had, including with Sheriff Riles and with Chief Deputy Woolley. Once we talked about that, we met with the squad to talk to them about the squad leadership, their board. We called a meeting that included myself, Judge Dodson, our county attorney, our director and assistant director of OEM, the sheriff and the chief deputy, and we all brainstormed around this and actually came up with the conclusion that this was a really good idea to transition operational control of the emergency squad, take it from the sheriff's office and move it over to the Office of Emergency Management. With us doing that, it gave us the opportunity to do some tweaking at the same time. So this will allow OEM to help them with their guidance and help them develop their missions, not just control and help them guide them with their money. You know, there are a lot of volunteer entities that we have throughout the county that do things, and they're not in, say, our budget process like we are in the judge's office and the sheriff's office. We're in it all the time. And so when they need to do something like buy a piece of equipment or material or get rid of equipment, which oftentimes is just as hard, they need some of that guidance, and OEM is prepared to provide that. So that is really just oversight. We could go through the ordinance. Hopefully you guys have had an opportunity to actually read this. A couple of things I'll note that is in Section 2 is real brief. And when we look at a lot of the outlines that we have in the original ordinance that really spells out specifically thou shalt not, thou shalt do this, and those kind of things, Section 2 of this ordinance really covers it. It says the Faulkner County Emergency Squad shall adhere to the Faulkner County policies and procedures, just like every other department in the county has to do. So that really solves a lot of the open-ended questions that the original ordinance had, because probably in 77 there wasn't a policy and procedure manual. I'll pause there to see if there's any questions or comments.
I have a question, Mr. Higgins, and this may be better for the county attorney. In Section 3, where it says the Office of Emergency Management may serve as the representative for the emergency squad for matters before the quorum court, is there a reason it's may instead of shall?
Actually, I can answer that. Actually, originally in the wording, it was shall. Up until the point where we met with the emergency squad, the difference between the two is the shall actually has it where OEM shall do all things before the court. The squad board reached out to me and said, we would like the opportunity that as we develop, we want to have a relationship with the quorum court. We want them to know that OEM exists. And as we rebuild and restructure, we would like the opportunity at times, under the direction of the OEM director, to come before the court and explain things. They may want to come to you and buy a widget. And there may be a time when they actually want to come and explain that. That'll be under the guidance of OEM. So that's why we changed that from OEM shall do it to where OEM may do it, and in all reference, they probably will until there's such a time they won't. It gives that little bit of a wiggle room for the emergency squad to have a little bit of self ownership.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that change. The emergency squad and I have had multiple conversations, multiple meetings, and I appreciate their communication with the court, and I would definitely want to see that continue with these changes. Any other questions?
I would say that Faulkner County benefits from having people like Randy Higgins, Larry Hearn, and Keith Hillman behind closed doors help craft these decisions for the better service for our county and our citizens.
Thank you, Justice Shaw.
Not enough, Deputy Chief Deputy. You are on board with all of this? You feel comfortable with all of this, these changes?
Yes.
Commander Claggett?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you feel comfortable with all these changes?
Yes, ma'am.
Chief Hillman is the one to ask. He's the one fixing to be burdened.
he's getting added workload, huh?
I was taking your word, or I would have asked him. I was taking your word that he was the one that initiated this.
He did. He and Assistant Director Hearn approached me on this. I commend them for seeing an opportunity and taking ownership of it.
Am I mistaken? Their equipment, the emergency squad's equipment and all that stuff is out there close to OEM's.
It is. It's on the same grounds as well as this here. And so, you know, not only did we talk about the organizational aspect, we talked about going forward lots of things. Things like real estate, footprint, equipment modernization, all that. It's premature to go there because Chief Hillman and Larry Hearn have not had that opportunity to sit down and work up a plan. I'll say that Larry Hearn, a retired major with Conway PD, one of his tasks, and also at Adam, is planning and procedures, and so developing plans for how the operational plans for the emergency squad. So that'll be one of the first things that they do, and we'll be hearing more about that. It's premature. This is really the first step that y'all will be hearing from is let's make this organizational change and then let OEM and emergency squad roll up their sleeves, and they'll have a period of time. We don't know how long that is yet, but a period of time to come back and report. These are the things that we would like to do to support Faulkner County.
I like that idea. I'd also like to see some ideas and plans for recruitment and some of the things that are going to take place further down the road for those things, because I think there's really a need for both of these things to come into play. So I appreciate all the work that all y'all have done with a very long-standing group, I guess, with our county. So at this point, Justice Meeks.
Yeah, thank you. So I guess, again, it may be premature. So do we know if there's going to be any cost to this organizational change at this point?
No, there will not be any fiscal request at all. I think they're adequately funded. I don't want to go too far out on a limb, but we've already had some preliminary discussions about collaboration with other entities, including the reserve program. Again, I would be premature to talk about, but we've had those discussions of how we can be more collaborative across the first responder, you know, aspects of Faulkner County.
Thank you.
Any of our other justices have any questions, comments? All right, with that, I will entertain a motion to send this on to full court.
So moved.
Second.
Proposed Ordinance 2535 moves on to full court.
You missed a vote.
Vote.
Oh. Just minor, right? All those in favor of moving proposed ordinance 2535 on to full court, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Justices.
With that, is there any other new business or additional comments or discussion from anybody? Judge Carnahan?
Just wanted to put above y'all's ear. Apologize for my address, but I've been installing a cattle guard.
Judge, come over here to stop.
Okay. Cattle guard and gravel.
We have 800-some-odd thousand dollars. And I'm glad Justice Lukowski's not. Oh, there he is. Anyway, in our courtroom technology fund between City of Conway and Faulkner County, that money up until the last legislative session could only be used for technology. So we could do computer training. If they developed a new program, we could buy, you know, Razorback Stadium televisions, whatever, but we're not doing that. So this fund has built up. We've got a security need where we need to have some control over who enters and leaves our building and what they bring in with us. And so I want to spend some of that money and split the cost between days that the county has court. Y'all would pay for that. Days the city has court, they would pay for that. It'd be a private security firm chosen by me and Judge Hogue. But that's kind of where we're at. And I wanted to put a bug in your ear, be in your bonnet, and maybe come back next month and have a fuller discussion about it.
Okay. Any other questions or concerns, comments? We can definitely, you and I can
Thank
get
you.
Together and we can discuss
please,
putting on our agenda for next month.
Yourself available.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sounds great. Administrator Higgins.
Justice Coates, I would just like to make a note as the former longtime chair of Courts and Public Safety. This is the courts part of Courts and Public Safety. Just again, a little bit of a background. Back in the day, especially when we were building the Justice Building, courts issues was a lot. There was a lot of courts issue, court security, court rooms, and those kinds of things. And that's really where Courts and Public Safety, during most of y'all's terms, there's not been a lot of courts issues. And so I was standing back there thinking, you know, why would this come before this committee? This is why. This would be the court's part of it. There may be some budget issues that you'd have to collaborate with the budget committee at some point, but dealing with district court and circuit court absolutely falls under the purview of this committee. Just wanted to do a quick reminder.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We can definitely look into this matter further for next month's meeting. And if there is no other discussion or comments, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.